Yes. Hell of a good one. Y'all ready? Stop me. She said, "Daddy, let me talk to you." She said, "Listen, I ain't begging. I'm just lonesome and blue." She said, "Once I had a good man, but I didn't know how to act. By the time I learned my lesson, my good man wouldn't take me back." She cried, "That was too much for me."
Come on, y'all.
That's why I'm walking the back street and crying. Hey, it hurt me so bad, it hurt me so bad. To hear the man I love say goodbye. I said, "Rap on, baby. Just had a friend to talk for me." And she said, "I did the best I could." She said, "I lied like a dog for you. But it didn't seem to do no good. That's when I hit the back street, Daddy. Just as drunk as I could be. For the man I had misused, he passed and didn't look back at me. He cried, that was too much for me. That's why I'm walking the back street and crying. It hurt me so bad, it hurt me so bad. To get a man I love say goodbye. had the nerve to call him. He said, you're low down as you can be. The last time we had an argument, you called the police on me. They ran me out of my house, woman, while you stood down and grinned. Now the police can't help you, little girl, 'cause they can't read you in. She cried, that was too much for me. That's why I'm walking the back street and crying. To hear the man I miss you say goodbye. Dedicate this to all of you wonderful people, to everybody in there, because you made it happen. Back in the Stax Recording Studio, the Stax Recording Company days, Booker T and the MGs, Duck Dunn, yeah, Steve Cropper. We call this coming out of the woodshed with something new. I'll play the blues for you. When you're down and out, and you feel real hurt, come on over to the place where I work, yeah. All you loneliness, I'm trying to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in. You might run across, yeah, some of your old friends and all your loneliness. I've got the soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Come on in. Sit right here. Let's rap a while. You see, I'm kind of lonely too. Loneliness is a very bad thing, and loneliness can't get you down. Are you comfortable? Yeah. I said loneliness is a very bad thing, and I have heard of loneliness blowing some very fine people's mind, but you can't do that. This is a big, big world. There's a lot of beautiful things going on in this world. You just got to hang in there and be tough. Can't hear you, bud. You're a very pretty girl where you live. No, no. Disregard that. The most important thing, I want to know you. I said, I want to know you. Play the blues for you. Ain't got no big name. Well, Lord, and I ain't no big star. I'll play the blues for you on my guitar. All your loneliness, I got to soothe. I'll play the blues for you. Thank you. Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'll be standing on the corner of 12th Street and Vine. I'll be standing on the corner of 12th Street and Vine. With my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. Well, I may take a plane, I may take a train, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. I'm going to Kansas City. Got some foxy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. We'll be right back. special played and dedicated to all of the blues lovers in the house. If you don't dig the blues, you got a hole in your soul. Are you listening? Yeah, the call is stormy Monday. But Tuesday's just as bad. You know, Wednesday's worse. Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, yeah. And Saturday I'll go out to play. Hey, the eagle flies on Friday. The seventh day I rest. Lord, and I kneel down to pray. Last time I saw this guy, we were in London together. He would let me sleep. Stayed awake all night talking to bunches. I tried to sneak down there with some hot milk down this room and pour it on him. Good friend of mine, Bay Area man, Mr. John Lee Hooker. Let's give him a big round of applause. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody say yeah. You ain't gonna keep me up all night tonight.
Monday morning, I broke my two-year-old.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me, on me. Oh, Abba. Please, please. Have mercy on me, on me, on me. Cause I ain't got nobody to tell my trouble to. I looked out the window. I saw her walking on down the street. Got to run now. Walking on down the street. Yeah, what I said, Albert. Come back, baby. I ain't gonna drink no more.
You're lying, man. You look like a
boss. I said, come back, baby, come back. I ain't gonna get drunk no more.
Gonna keep me up all night. I don't care what you stop doing, drinking. You know, I lied about that. You know, Mr. John Lee Hooker, let's give him another big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Out of sight. Yeah. What's happening?
Thank you.
type music and play down behind the Iron Titan on Saturday night. At a little place they call On the Mound. You hip people call it after hours, you know what I mean? But way down in the country, we call it way up on the mound. And on the mound, about 12 o'clock on Saturday night, the junk feet jump. Only way you could tell the junk was jumping, you get close to the place and yeah. You hear a lot of foot stomp. I went to the roadhouse one night. Me and my girlfriend. Old Dorothy Bailey and Howlin' Wolf was playing up there. In came a well-dressed fella with a lady. She was dressed kind of casual-like, you know? And he could really get on down and dance to this music. Over in the corner was another well-dressed lady built up like a Coca-Cola bottle bottom up. And she could do it too, you know. Every time he get ready to dance, he'd go over there and get that same lady and dance with her. Over in this corner was a man called the Violator. Didn't have no bars and no barmaids and bartenders. That was the man sold the corn whiskey, you know. 35 cents a half a pint. So Mama got kind of jealous. Every time he get ready to dance, he got to go all the way across the building and get this same woman. She goes to the Violator and get her half a man. For 35 cents. And she down about half of it. And she got out there on that floor. She had some pretty nice hips too, you know. She got right up beside of him and starts shaking up big hips. She said, oh, goddamn, know your man's a mine. She wasn't jiving either, buddy. She's ready to start something about that man. But the joint kept on jumping. Yeah. After a while, a man came from back out of nowhere with a shotgun pistol. Didn't have no electrolytes. Had bottle lights around the wall. He come to us popping them out, you know. The floor walker walked up and said, hey, buddy, you can't do that here. Floor walker had a big old pistol on his side, too, you know. Only difference was the floor walker had to get here, and this man had his out. He said, well, I can't, Kenny. He didn't make it no better, no worse. He said, hit the floor walker right there. He was dead. One way in and one way out. Everybody waited about 5 seconds, and they broke for that same dough. And when they got wedged up in the dough, I went right between their legs. And that mound, you know, dropping off the mound, getting up speed. Yeah, I picked up my speed. Now, I had a bridge to cross and a cemetery to go through. I remember the cemetery a little bit. Don't remember the bridge, none. Look here, I didn't want to run. But you get so scared, you get tickled. All you have to do is raise your feet up, they move by themselves. We'll be right back. I woke up cold and hand, yeah. Hey, I dreamed that I was lucky, darling. But I woke up cold and hand, yeah, yeah. I dream I had you all by myself. But now I know you found you another man, yeah. Will a matchbox hold my clothes? Hey, sometimes I wonder, darling. Will a matchbox hold my clothes? Yeah, yeah. You know I haven't got so many, but I got so far to go, yeah. Better pin up to your side, yeah. Hey, if you got a good lady, fella, you better pin up to your side, yeah, yeah. Because as she flagged my train, buddy, I'm bound to let her ride with her. Francisco too. Rain keep on falling. I don't know what the people gonna do. Hey! Thank you.
on when the pain. Yeah, the rain keep on falling down on my window pane. It rains so much, you know, things don't seem the same. Thank you. Sincerely hope you've enjoyed as much as we've enjoyed playing for you. But I have a message I want to leave with you.
Wait on, Tony.
I remember in Austin, Texas, Stevie Ray. Was taping some of my stuff so he could get the licks. But he only got a few of them, what I wanted him to have. And he put it on the record. And everybody had ever heard me play knew he had been listening to me. In Canada, Toronto, Canada. The reason I'm saying this, I don't like for people to take my show unless they ask me. But it's cool, you know, ain't nothing they can do with it anyway. In Toronto, Canada, I met up with Stevie Ray and we taped a video, you know. You'll probably be seeing it soon. And that's when I load the boom on it. Yeah, I kicked his butt like he was my son, right in the studio, on TV. And that's the way I'll do the next man and try to take my licks. If I ever meet up with him, he in big trouble because I want to get on the stage with him. But I'm only going to give you what I want you to have, you know what I mean? The rest of it, you're going to have to ask me for it. Thank you.
Virginia!